Every year, hundreds of thousands of cattle make their way from the stations in the top end of Australia onto a boat to an abattoir like this one in Lampung in Sumatra. Their final destination? The plates of the 265 million Indonesian people demanding more beef. Once considered a luxury item, something you'd eat at significant times like a wedding or during Ramadan, now as Indonesia's GDP grows, so too does its appetite for protein.
And we need protein. We are not like country in America, they already obesitas or something like that. Indonesia is still skinny.
Joan Permata Addo, who's been involved in the live cattle trade since the 80s. In 2009, Australian farmers were the main suppliers of overseas beef to Indonesia. But a trade ban by the Australian government in 2011 because of inhumane slaughter practices changed that. It forced widespread transformation of the industry. An Indonesian cattle trader, Tampan Sujadi, explains abattoirs like his had to completely change how they did business.
Penampungan, kandang penampungan, jalur-jalur handling, penanganan, jalur-jalur.
So what he fixed after the animal welfare ban is first is the holding pen, and then the lines and the system to handle the cattle from the holding pen to the box. He also put a box and the standing facility and the system to slaughter and to handle the cattle. Yeah, it is very necessary because after implementing the animal welfare, he can see that the cattle quality and the process in slaughtering cattle is improving.
As a result of the ban, prices skyrocketed during Ramadan. An executive chef at the Ritz-Carlton, Sean McDougall, says it opened up a black market in beef.
Sometimes we had suppliers call up and say, look, I've got one ton coming next week. It's brand X. Do you want to take it? If I'll give you 10 minutes to call me back. So if I don't know the brand, I would have to go online and try and make a quick decision whether not to buy the one ton of meat.
Skip forward 8 years and Indonesia has opened its markets to cheaper Indian buffalo and is now considering live cattle from Brazil. Whereas in 2009, 80% of all cattle from Australia made their way to Indonesia, last year only half of the trade ended up there. But now there's another threat to the Australian live export industry, mumpreneurs. These are the hundreds of enterprising women with freezers selling meat directly and cheaply to those willing to buy. A recipe from Rendang Nantulang, one of the many businesses selling imported meat direct on Instagram. This move away from buying freshly slaughtered meat in the market concerns the Australian cattle industry. Jimmy Halim is a large cattle trader with a joint venture partner in the Northern Territory. He says customers in Indonesia are moving towards buying meat from unknown sources on Instagram.
One of the culture in our Indonesian market is that a lot of people would distribute beef and sort of trade beef through Instagrams because everyone has an Instagram account. It requires almost zero capital. It's just a matter of time. And there is a very high level of trust in Indonesia. And we have a very high pioneering spirit that people, the consumers, are willing to try just by Instagrams. And they would do transactions through Instagrams because the account holders can fulfill the demand at the right price points and relatively quick to fulfill.
This move online also concerns Valeska, Meat and Livestock Australia's Indonesian representative. She says Australian traders have been slow to react to these changes in buying practices.
And it's not just Instagram. We see that there's a trend towards online more generally. So you've got your shops like online platforms like Tokopedia, Bukalapa, etc., that are offering beef online. And in Indonesia, where traffic can be very bad at times, is that convenience factor as well that gets people to try something online. I have seen like beef being sold and being distributed on the back of motorbikes. That's how things are changing. You don't necessarily go to the shops anymore. You rely on your online stores.
And it's the thousands of delivery drivers on scooters employed by Indonesia's Deka corn business Gojek that makes cheap delivery possible. Jimmy Halim is looking at creating an Amazon-like platform for selling meat to control the branding of Aussie beef. Mr. Halim says the digital disruption created by the likes of mumpreneurs and online selling is a serious threat to the future of the traditional live cattle trade between Australia and Indonesia.
We will continue to drop off the cliff, and then the feedlot business, the abattoir business, will be out of business, and then Indonesia will go back to trading, just trading beef business. It'll be a bit like that.